God wants me to say to you. And I've known Brother John a long time, and back a long time ago. And it's getting to be a long time now, ain't it? Sister, it's getting to be a long time. And so I'm glad to be here. I'll open your Bibles to John chapter 21. John chapter 21. And I don't know why I did such a thing as I did. It's really an interim pastor. This church called me out there in my hometown, down to about 10 people about to shut the door. And I knew them all. And called me and said, and it's some old ball boys I used to play with. They need to get saved, what they need to do. But anyway, they said, Harv, and would you come out here and help us? We're without a pastor. You want to come out here and help us get a pastor? We don't know what to do. And I found that out for sure. I found that out for sure, buddy. You know, and so I got out there, and it's been slow, but going back at 75 years old, back to pastoring. I ain't pastored in 20 years. And I said, Lord, what you really want me to? I'm in the perfect will. The church is called Clack's Gap. And what I put on them for this, we've even changed the letter heading on the tracks and everything else. Our next is visitation. You know how it is, preachers. We're fixing to go out with tracks. And what we have labeled on our track is Get in the Gap at Clack's Gap. And that gap, and right underneath our track, is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Amen. Amen.
What the people of God needs to do is get back in the will of God.
Right.
And the will of God is to be in the church.
Amen.
The will of God is to be right with the church. The will of God is to be in the place that you ought to be with God and have your family, your home, your church, and your Sunday school, and everything about the church right with God. Amen. Get in the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. That's what we need. Everybody's out of the will of God. And you wonder what's happening to you. Why in the world's all this? You're out of the will of God. Amen. Well, Brother Sammy used to say, Brother Harvey, somebody get out of the will of God, they might not ever get back in it. You know, you get out of the will of God, you might not ever get back in it. Ain't it a great thing to be right in the will of God? To do, be right where God wants you to be? Be right in the will of God. I said from this pulpit a long time ago, when one of the meetings, in my last days I'm going to make every moment count. I'm going to make every message clear. And I'm going to make every move correct.
That's right.
You better know that every little thing's taking place in your life right now, it's not little with God.
That's right.
Every little thing that you might think just a little time running by somebody and you look at them and it just might just be nothing. It might be just a divine appointment for that person. And don't ever take anything too lightly with God. Don't ever think one little thing is not real important to God. Don't ever think that writing them poems are not important to God.
That's right.
No matter what anybody else thinks about what you do, it's whether God wants you to do it. And it don't matter how big or how little it might be. I don't care what it is. If you're in the will of God, you're right in success. You're right in victory. You're right where you need to be. You're right where you'll find the blessings of God. You're right where God can work in your life. You're right where God can move in your life. It's get in the will of God. You tape this and send it to Clack's Gap. Amen. They're hearing it every day. Hearing it every day. Well, let's read and preach, all right? And you just stay seated because they're about to wear me out, getting me up and down. I'm too old for that stuff. Amen. Then I got to stand 300 songs before I'm about to my legs. I can't take it no more. I got to sit down a while, you know. And so, amen. You young ones, ain't no sense you sitting down, though. Bless God, you ought to get up and run around.
little bit. Young people ought to have some kind of life about them, ought to right. be something that make you happy. If you, if the, don't the Lord make you happy?
Well, why don't you express it?
Hands up, amen.
Yeah, amen.
Oh, yes. Get those hands up right now. Let's go shout a little bit.
Yes.
You think he just tells that to a bunch of young people?
Y'all went with me when he went up to Crown College with Dr. Sexton.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that was one day. What a day that was. Oh,
amen. Yes. You wouldn't want to be. It was wonderful. It was wonderful. It'd take me 15 minutes to tell you about it. Amen. Amen. You won't tell. We'll sit in there and I'll tell you about it. Amen. Let me read. I got a message. I got to get to the message.
Take that little picture of the rabbits off your little deck of it.
Y'all don't know what we got there. She's all the time sending me poems, and I'm all the time running rabbits. Boy, I found the best. There's a bunch of rabbits, about four of them. They're jumping up and down, just having the time, just a jumping up and down that time. All of a sudden they go. They do like that. Here comes this dog. So they're fleeing out of there, buddy. They're just out of the place. I said, here I come. This dog's coming. Them rabbits are starting to flee, buddy. Here the rabbits starting to run. I'll come after them right fast. Run them in a hole. Yeah, I'll run them in something. I don't run them into somebody. Praise God. All right, let me read, and we'll try to preach a little bit, all right? Amen. Let's start in, no, I don't want to read that whole chapter. Yeah, let's do it. Amen. First one, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. Boy, that's a bunch of people doing that nowadays. They said unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth, entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw forth a multitude of fishes. Therefore, the disciples whom Jesus loved said unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girded his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked. Now that doesn't mean he didn't have he had an undergarment on. He had an undergarment on, boys. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me go on. All right. And did cast himself into the sea. Now you don't need to do that. That's crazy too. And the others, he was ashore. He was close to the shore. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. And come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and the fish were there laid thereon, and bread. Jesus said unto them, bring ye of the fish which ye have caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, and 153, and all there was so many, yet there was no net broken. Jesus said unto them, come and dine. And none of the disciples, I want to run a bunch of rabbits every time I'm reading. And none of the disciples asked him, who art thou? They didn't ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. They knew it was the Lord. Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them and fish likewise. Now is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he had risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. He said to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto them, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest where thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he said unto him, follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeing the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, who is it which betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? And Jesus saith unto him, if I will till thou tarry, till I come, this is what I'm going to preach on tonight. Right here's the statement. What is that to thee? And follow thou me. And let me read the rest of that verse. Then went they saying abroad to brethren that disciples should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, he shall not die, but if he will, till he tarry, till he come, what is that to thee? What is that to thee? Said twice. Lord, help me now, as I want to stay on the very thing that you once said, not run no word, not set no place, but just say the very thing that you want us to hear. And as you woke me up this morning, went on the way up, and said to go to this text and speak this word and preach this message. Amen. And I'll praise you for it in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen. Amen. Up in Gatlinburg or up in Pigeon Forge, there's an Ed Parton Freedom Baptist, and then there's a little Ed, that's his brother. And they asked me to come up there to preach the watch night service. And I went up there that night, and it got long and everything. So he said, come back tomorrow night on Sunday night and preach the Sunday night and preach the message. And what I was going to preach on was, what shall we do in 22? Mm-hmm. What shall we do in 22? And I got some of the parts off that message here. But what God wants me to speak to you about is not what shall we do in 22, is what's that to you? What is that to you? Said it twice. What's that to you? First thing you've got to understand as a preacher or anybody is the call of God.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
The call of God to do what? Go fishing. The first call on a man of God or any preacher is to go win the lost. The first thing is go win the lost. I'm not against the working of the part of the government. But your first command is win that next door neighbor to win the lost. Your first object is to win the lost. The call of God is go fishing. Go fishing, buddy. That's what he wants a preacher to go. Go fishing, amen. Go home and go fishing, praise God. Go win somebody to Christ. That's what God's called you to do. He didn't say build a church and not about to get into political affairs. He didn't ask you to, I mean, did not say you don't get involved, but that's all you're concerned about. All you're concerned about is very little politics is going to lay down. Why about that lost soul right next to you? What about your daughter or your son or your grandchildren or everybody right around you? What about in your own home? What about in your own door? What about in life? What about that person that you love so much? What about their soul? That home's your first mission.
Yes, sir.
Your home's your first mission. When a kid gets saved, you know what your first mission field is? Go get that girlfriend. Go get that boy in pride. Go get your best friend to Jesus. Go get him to go to church. Bring him to the house of God.
Right.
You worry too much about being separated. You worry too much about where or not you're going to be. You're going to be spotlessly white. Don't worry. God will take care of you there. He'll take care of you if you're a child of God. But you need to look about what. I cannot base too much on my salvation that don't want to go tell somebody about what they got. I ain't giving you a nickel for it, God. I don't care how old you are. Once you get saved, you want to tell somebody about Jesus. Amen. You want to tell about Jesus. And when you come to church, you want everybody to know you've got Jesus in your heart. You come and worship him. You come and honor him.
I'm trying to please God.
I'm doing it right. I'm doing it exactly right. I'm just trying to please God. Hey, that's a matter of perfection. I'm not against that. But when you get saved, there's a person comes in you, buddy.
out of the right faith. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Who's got 11 kids in here? Happy is the man that has his quiver full.
That's right, preacher.
Happy is the man that has his quiver full.
Yes,
my happy man has got children. Five children. You want to change America? Raise up a hand.
Yes.
Raise up a hand. Raise it up in the church. Raise it up in the truth. Raise it up in the right thing. And then go out in the world and be alive and be a salt to this world.
Yes.
The only way to get them to come to the place of being happy is be holy.
Yeah.
Happiness is a byproduct of holiness, not a McDonald's meal.
Amen. Amen, preacher.
And not that bunch goes duck hunting all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, happy, 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 happy. Ain't nothing but a church gospel that you get saved by that this morning.
Yeah.
The call of God.
Yeah.
I'm glad God called me, didn't you?
Amen.
Not only to preach, he called me to salvation too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Amen. I'm glad he called me.
Tell him.
He drawed me. Amen.
Yes.
He drawed me to him.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Son, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There's got to be a call.
Yeah.
And I'm going to lie right now. You don't act like I'm going to go along. I'll say I ain't got two more points, but that don't mean anything. You know?
There's
got to be a call.
Yes.
I'm going to get off this point in a few minutes.
You're helping us, brother.
Oh.
used to say, for every four, every one man that God calls, the devil calls four. The devil calls four.
That's right.
First thing you'll ever do in your life, young man, is say God called you to preach and he didn't.
Yeah, right.
He didn't call you to preach, you're fixing to have a miserable thing.
Right. Yeah.
But if you know that that unction and that call of God won't let you get away, I just stay on you all the time till you find it. And you'll get down on your knees and you'll start calling. The night I announced my call to preach at Earl Ed Ballou, as he goes through, good thing wasn't COVID in that time. He come down through that old light, I said, Earl Ed, and he slobbers. Ed Ballou's a slobber. And he goes up there and he said, are you right with God? The old boy said, yes. And I knew him personally. Are you right with God? Tell him I knew I was on the inside. Right. I said, yes, brother Ed. I was about 35 years old. I'm a Vietnam Ranger. I could have handled him. Okay, how big he was. I was just 35 then. Did you think I got mad and died? I said, yes, sir, then. Are you right with God? No, brother. Get it right. I got on my knees. I crawled to the altar. I crawled to the altar more than that night. Many times I'd go to the fellowship. Oh, great men would preach that word of God. Oh, one's a teacher for James Jones. He used to teach and preach to us. Had to have a great men of God. The old-fashioned fellowship. I mean great men of God. They'd preach to us. Buddy, you think you feel bad? I'd get up out of that altar, brother. I'd be sitting back there. The rest of them just sitting there. I'd get on my knees. I'd crawl up through there. They're watching you. I crawl up there. Hey, I've got my call to preach. And God, I finally gave my call to preach that night within. Nowadays, you don't have no call of God. The place is silent. You don't find nobody weeping for God no more.
Yeah.
I just got through preaching to the gap on the four transgressions of the house of God. First in his prayer. I'll give you a little message in there. But the next one is praise. Praise and living. That means iniquity. There's a lot of shouting and praising God. That's iniquity. Living sin is in their eye. Oh, all this bunch of pains of Beyonce and all that other wicked bud can see amazing grace and I surrender all and sing a thing about Jesus. Hey, it's never any good. And that goes for the church too.
State representative to the government. You ought to raise up somebody, brother. God's given him that place.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. But you agree with me, though. You, every one of you, will.
Right.
You agree with me, the first thing that you young preachers need to learn how to do is win the lost.
Amen. You won't build your church, don't build it on church members.
Right.
And don't try to have a big meeting with all a bunch of preachers.
But win the lost.
Yeah. Bring lost people in.
Right.
Bring your family.
Amen.
Amen.
Bring them into your church.
an understanding. You need a teaching of it. You need a conferences. You need to understand all about it. But what you need to come to the conclusion is this. And you shout. Guess who's in control?
Yeah.
Guess who's got it all in his hands?
Yeah.
Guess who you're trusting to take care of? But just quit worrying about it, Prescott, and go get the lost, amen. And go out and get your church full. Get your kids to God. Make the house of God the best place in your life. And make it a happy place. Make it a holy place. Make it with the kids, Sunday school, and Bible time, and children, and go out, and come to Sunday school, and listen to the kids sing about Jesus Sunday. This I know. And I don't need no Jurassic Park for vacation Bible.
Hell it, brother.
You're going to have all the land in front of family land and vacation Bible school.
Come on, Mom.
What you need is that Bible and tell them
what it is.
You need to sit down and live under the heart of God with you and Mama and tell them about you. And get up on one. What you need? JD, just as a thief, son.
Just. You need to call God. That's an O'Malley trick. Go up, ask somebody their name, and then shoot your talk.
Yeah, right. Yes, sir.
He does pretty good with that.
Yes, sir. He does. Yes, he does. You
know. But yeah, I do it. I just hang you out and wear you out.
If you love God, you like it, don't you?
Yes.
If you love the Lord, you want somebody to tell you the truth.
Yes, sir.
Right. If you love Dad, you want Dad to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Yep.
You might not like it sometimes, but Dad's going to be.
Not only the call of God, but we also should see the command of God. He said, feed my lambs. And I'm going to use that first where he says, preach the word of being seen. I say, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
Yep.
Reprove, rebuke, and exhort. Okay, feed my lambs, reprove. Mm-hmm. Feed my lambs, reprove.
Yeah.
Babes, feed my babes. Feed the babes. The word's babes there, ain't it? No, I've got it for alliteration. It's alliteration. I'm sorry. You get your alliteration in there and it messes up the true word. You know what I mean? Says, feed the lambs. Okay? For sake of alliteration, feed the babes, the babies. The babes. Reprove them.
Yeah.
Reprove them. A fool does not take reproof. But one that is wise, I'm not quoting it like it is, loves reproof. Reproving. Feed my babies. Reproving. I didn't reprove you too much. Just made it clear. Just made it real clear. Don't dress that way. What part of no, my come kid, don't you understand? Feed the lamb, reprove them. Then you got the sheep, feed my sheep. Rebuke them. The mature ones. The babes, reprove. But if you grow up enough, you'll be able to take rebuke. Rebuke them that they all may fear. Rebuke them. And that's very tough. That's tough. Rebuke is tough. Nobody likes rebuke. And I hope that baby don't got me to cry a preaching though. Times the sheep act like goats. I've called. I went on Galhar Road. I had on Galhar Road, man. It was wonderful. Nothing but dope heads and druggies. Son, we get that.
gonna tell you something up there, but I'm getting Alzheimer's. I mean, Alzheimer's is called senile. But I'm getting ready to be senile.
Well, we got the big delicate
things nowadays, you know, we got all the little membranes sitting up there with the chemicals going off and give you a little medicine to take care of all that. The best medicine I know is the Word of God.
Amen.
The Word of God will heal that mind, buddy.
Yeah.
By the Word of God, it'll heal your feet.
Right.
It'll heal your mind. It'll drive out the devils. It'll get into your imagination. It'll put your mind in the right shape.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Not only the command of God about his love, about it, but this is the one that the finished last point. The call of God, the command of God, but we need the commendation of God on us.
Yeah. Yeah.
The commendation of God. They're going down through there, all of a sudden, Peter starts turning around to Jesus and say, what is this man going to do? Everybody going to do what God wants them to do.
Amen.
Amen.
You're going to do what God wants you to do. First you go fishing.
Right.
At the call. Then you start feeding the sheep.
That's right.
Then you start following the Lord.
Right.
You follow the Lord. We can follow in that for baptism of the Baptist, the doctrinal things. That's our dedication.
Right.
But who we follow is the Lord. You follow the Lord.
Amen.
Ain't none of your business what I do. Ain't none of your business what I do. Ain't none of your do. What do you need to do? Follow the Lord.
Amen.
Follow the Lord.
Amen.
What's in anybody's business? Just fellowship. There is an act of cooperation and fellowship according to our doctrine and everything else as far as we abide together according to the Word of God and everything else. But whatever God's going to do with you, it ain't none of my business, buddy. And whenever God gets through with you, that's when he's through with you. He said, if he tarry till I come.
What's that to you? That's it.
Good preacher.
Amen.
Good.
And that's what we're waiting on, ain't it? The coming of the Lord.
Right.
And if you're hanging around, most of us are still hanging around. Our bunch of friends done gone home. That preacher's wife done gone home. Sammy and them done gone home. All of them done gone home. They're all done now over there. Here we are still here. And he was done never turning around. What's he going to do? What's he going to do? Don't you need to do nothing but follow me. If I keep you here till I come back, that's none of your business. If I let him go home, if I take him home, I took him home. If I take him home and leave you here,
that's
right, your business.
Amen.
If you tarry here,
amen,
until I come back, and you're sitting right now, aren't you not? Tarry him until the Lord comes. Aren't you waiting on him? Aren't you waiting on him? But we're worried about what old God is here
today. Amen. Amen, preacher.
Fish. Feed them. Follow them.
Amen.
stop, right? It's unbelievable me quitting this quick thing.
I want to give you a little more time. Amen. Got the call of God on you to go fishing?
I'm preaching to a preacher's fellowship now, people. I'm preaching to a preacher's fellowship. I'm not preaching to a preacher's fellowship. Okay.
You're helping all of us, I'll tell you that.
The call of God is to go fishing.
That's right.
The command of God is for you to feed his sheep.
Amen. Amen. It's good.
Feed his sheep. And the commendation of God is that he will commend your work. No flesh will glory in his presence.
Right.
To
right.
whom the Lord commended. Let the Lord commend your work.
Amen.
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 The commendation should come from the Lord.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Do you think so? I'll pray.
Lord, we know that we try to fellowship with everybody, and our fellowships are such not only in discouragement but division. And we're fighting many times over things, you know, that we could only sit with and be with the young preachers and try to settle the doctrines and the teaching and those things that are be hard to understood, as Peter said there in the last chapter. Paul had some things which were hard to be understood. And there are some things, God, that we talk about and think on. And then it's when you get into prophecy, oh my God, and I listen to the things that men have interpreted. And now, I might not agree in that area, but it won't be anything to cause us to divide. And there's secrets that only God reveals through his Spirit. And we pray that this fellowship, as I've been more involved with them these years, in these times, that God, it will maintain the teaching and the doctrine through these young men, for the older ones have gone on. So help it to be strong and help the men that's trying to lead it. Then help the others that are part of it, that there be a man of God that would study to show himself approved unto God, a workman that night not ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Thank you for that, and that somebody, God, in all these testimonies, as our brother testifying, and then another testimony of salvation, someone needs to get saved. Too many times it's been said already. So do your work, and God will try to give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.